You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. You just heard us talk about Twitter. Next, let's check in on one of its co-founders, the one who moved on, a guy called Ev Williams. He's been creating places to write things on the web since 1999. That's when he founded Blogger, which he sold to Google in 2003. Twitter came next in 2006, and it either changed the world or is just a place for people to be really, really mean. So in 2012, Williams co-founded Medium, online publishing take three. We met up with Williams at Medium headquarters in San Francisco. It's got all the usual startup stuff, nap pods, giant light bright display, but there is a nod toward writerly history. There are typewriters in every conference room. My first question for Ev, how his experiences at Blogger and Twitter are informing what he's doing now.
Deeply. I've, in some ways, I feel I've just been working on the same thing for now 18 years. The idea was really, how do we create a whole ecosystem of people who have ideas and stories and people who want to read them? And how do we build a system to help thoughtfulness, to help quality, to help all the things we care about actually function well and function better than it does, in my opinion, on the open web?
How much of that was informed by the realization that you might have been contributing to an imperfect conversation before?
Part of it, I think a lot of the internet was built on the assumption early on that everybody on the internet is cool. And you
what,
just...
Wait, what?
Well,
we're not.
We are. The thing is, not everyone acts civil all the time. And so it's just a reality that you have to build some fences and gates, and you have to build systems where people earn trust and reputation matters. And a lot of things that matter in the world, real world, and keep the real world civil turn out, you know, matter in the virtual world as well. And there's not really a difference between them.
So I feel like I hear you saying that in some ways, part of the Blogger model and the Twitter model don't work for discourse.
Yeah.
Is this a correction?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, they don't work. I think the web in general hasn't quite figured out, except in very small forums, where it's thrived usually when it's a small forum. The beauty of Twitter is it's really big and it's really open and it lets ideas flow faster than anything else in the world. So that is kind of the opposite of a more closed, you know, cultivated garden of people who want to talk about something.
So how are you handling comments and conversation on the site?
So we have a pretty unique approach to comments, which we call responses on Medium. They are full-fledged posts. And the nice thing about that is sometimes a response is just a comment. You know, like, I enjoyed this piece, or you're wrong about this. But sometimes it spawns a whole essay or a whole counter-argument that is really as worthy as the original piece. Because of that, it's possible to get a much different level of dialogue because people have equal seats at the table. They're not just hidden at the bottom of some web page and you have a hit and run sort of relationship.
How can Medium, how will you make money? You're venture funded now?
Mm-hmm.
How will Medium make money going forward?
We are making money now in a couple of ways. And our first goal is to help publishers make money, help professional publishers. Our goal is to help them find a more sustainable way to make money that supports quality writing and content better than the web does today. We also have in beta with some publishers a subscription model. Mm-hmm. The other thing that most publishers are doing out in the broader world that works really well is native posts, where a publisher will create the content on behalf of a brand and distribute it in their publication, which turns out to be much better than just a banner.
And do you worry about that at all, diluting the Medium brand, that people come here for this high quality writing and conversation?
No, because it's not in, it's very similar to, say, Twitter or if it's poor quality, then it will hurt the brand. But I think that will be up to on a publisher by publisher basis.
This kind of idea of smarter content seems to be, hallelujah, making a comeback. Long form writing seems to be more popular than it used to be. Do you think that impacts your prospects going forward? Like, should the New York Times buy Medium?
Probably the New York Times shouldn't, but probably not big enough. And I love New York Times, but, you know, What was the question?
Are you an acquisition target for somebody who's trying to make better content?
It's not something we're thinking about right now. We have a lot to do.
Great. Ed Williams, CEO of Medium. I'll let you get back to it. Thanks.
Thank you.